Tilly Lloyd is along from Unity Books in Willow Street. Good morning.
Hi.
Right, this week we are looking at a book by the name of A Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson.
I think for this book, we need to take ourselves back 90 years and feel that burn, that terrible tension between the sort of the post-Edwardian era and the start of the Roaring Twenties, you know, where people's moral compasses were spun around a bit. So in the winter of 1926, Agatha Christie, who was already famous, she was a household name, she had her own private income, she suddenly went missing for 11 days, and no one knew where she was or why, and it was a real-life mystery, kind of like her novels, intriguing. Her posthumous autobiography made no reference to it, which will give you an idea of her moral compass. But two things had happened around that episode. One was that she'd had a blockbuster book released called The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, and the other, perhaps much more dramatic thing for her, was that her husband Archie had been having an affair and wanted a divorce, and she was contorted with shame that the public would find out.
And so what do we know about what happened to her over those days?
Well, it's all speculation. Sort of Wikipedia is full of speculation, all of the fan zones. No one really quite knows. What happens now is that Andrew Wilson, who's written a biography of the crime writer Patricia Highsmith and also of the poet Sylvia Plath, so no slouch, he decided that he would blend those facts that we know, unverified by Agatha Christie, he would blend those facts with his imagination and create a novel which was kind of exactly like her novels, but that he would put her as the lead character. So he decides that at the beginning of those 11 days, she was abducted by this totally nasty medical doctor who knew that she was very experienced and knowledgeable about poisons. So he abducts her, he sends her to murder someone, and he's totally sadistic. And so Christie, the character, is a trembling victim for about 200 pages of this novel as she constantly tries to reconcile her morals with what she's being sent off to do.
And is it an enjoyable read? Would you call it an enjoyable read or an easy to read? I mean, easy to follow along?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday. It's actually not to my taste. The thing is, I don't like that particular dated moral compass, tearful thing. I like it all much more contemporary, but of its era, it's amazing. And we've got to remember that Agatha Christie is still the world's third best-selling author after the Bible and Shakespeare. That's amazing.
Goodness me, that's
and
incredible.
She's still there. And this is 2017, 90 years after that particular incident.
There's still the interest, there's still the fan groups.
Huge, absolutely huge. Even if I don't like it, even if it's not to my taste, I've got to respect it and the form. Because, hell, so many people are into it.
And there's something very unusual that you pointed out when you came in the studio, that at the back of the book, is the beginning of Andrew Wilson's next book. So it gives you a chapter of his next book. I guess what in the hope that you'll be encouraged to buy it?
I think it's totally addictive stuff. I defy anyone, I couldn't put it down. So I'm not really into the style, and yet I couldn't put it down.
Yeah, which is interesting. Yes.
There's lots of interest in her. I think she... When you compare, for instance, that she was from the same era as Virginia Woolf, Virginia Woolf is now reread by aging intellectuals and students. Agatha Christie is read by everybody, men, women, young. There's a huge force of young readership that adore the work.
And they may very well enjoy this. It is called A Talent for Murder. It is our book of the week, courtesy of Unity Books, written by Andrew Wilson. Thanks to the team at Unity and the publishers Simon and Schuster, we have a copy to give away in paperback. It's for sale at $33 at the moment, but if you would like a copy, just be the first caller through, 0800 80 10 80 and 472 1035, and you will win yourself our copy of A Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson, our book of the week, courtesy of Unity Books in Willow Street. Thank you as always, Tilly.
Thank you, Tim.
That is it for the program today. First caller through, 0800 80 10 80 and 472 1035. And our book of the week, A Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson, will be all yours again, courtesy of the team at Unity Books on Willow Street and Simon and Schuster, the publishers.